President Donald Trump recently celebrated his first 1,000 days in office, fully surrounded by scandals, suspicions, and right in the middle of an examination by Congress to determine whether he should be prosecuted for serious offenses during his tenure. Mr. Trump is, by far, the most questioned chief executive in recent U.S. history, and accusations and suspicions against him mount in number every day. A proven liar, corrupt, xenophobic, racist, arrogant, and a womanizer, these are some of the charges leveled at him by his enemies, but also by some members of the financial and political ruling class in the United States, who ask themselves how was it possible that such an individual could have gained the White House. Isolated in the pedestal that he built for himself, he not only ignores the barrage of mounting accusations leveled at him, but also feeds them with, for example, pathetic statements like that one about his huge, undeniable wisdom. I repeat, my huge, undeniable wisdom, which Mr. Trump included in a message with direct threats to Turkey. The French satirical magazine Le Canard Enchaîné wrote that Trump, with his desperate outbursts, imitates more and more every day the Joker, the ridiculous figure invented by Hollywood. His extreme self-centered personality has even reached the point of branding those opposed to his policies as traitors and enemies of the United States, an accusation he has spread against journalists, news media organs, politicians, and government officials. Perhaps the most frequent and serious criticism that may be leveled at Mr. Trump is the obnoxious manner in which he links one lie after another. Listen to this. An investigation by the Washington Post revealed that since he assumed office, Donald Trump has proffered no less than 13,430 false or deceitful statements, equaling to 13 and a half per day, or one every hour. The scandal created by pressures on the Ukraine to join the persecution against the Democratic presidential aspirant Joe Biden in exchange for military aid have rocked the U.S. political scenario. The Ukraine scandal has led to the creation of congressional committees that could result in impeachment by the House. According to the Post, Donald Trump has issued 250 false statements on the subject since September 19th. Even though he still has a strong group of followers, the feeling among the majority of the American people is that Trump must be investigated and tried, a feeling that is highly damaging to his expectations of being selected for a second presidential term. We'll see what happens. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Perez.